greatly
Thank
love what
you
you're doing.
So much.
All right, Jeff, we'll be back in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones appearing in court in Waterbury, Connecticut, as he and his lawyer try to limit damages he must pay for promoting the lie that the 2012 Sandhook School massacre was a hoax. More than a dozen family members of the 20 children and six educators killed in that shooting also showing up to observe his testimony. Jones was expected to be the first witness call, but there was a delay as the court dealt with Wi-Fi issues in that courthouse. A powerful magnitude 6.8 earthquake has struck Mexico, causing at least two deaths, damaging buildings, and setting off landslides. That earthquake struck at 1:19 a.m. local time on Thursday. A volatile day on Wall Street. The Dow is now down 108 points. The Nasdaq off 184. This is SRN News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain chances are very small as we head into the first evening of fall. I've got the rain chances around 10% or so. Little front is drifting through the area. Overnight low temperature tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Saturday will be more comfortable with high temperatures in the upper 80s and lower humidity. Lots of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a few spotty afternoon thunderstorms as another front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, and we want to thank you for voting us Best Credit Union and Mortgage Company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards, providing awesome products and personal service for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. The Alabama Department of Corrections says an escaped inmate has been recaptured. Richard Mordecai was recaptured Wednesday morning by Alexander City Police. He escaped Saturday morning. Mordecai is being held on a 15-year sentence for burglary in Pickens County. He was sentenced in March of 2021. For retired Alabamians and those on a fixed income, inflation and rising costs has been a big impact on life. Wednesday, a meeting of retired state employees took place to hear their concerns. Governor Ivey was the keynote speaker at the 42nd annual meeting of the Alabama Retired State Employees Association. The biggest concern with retirees was health care and the rising cost of goods. Police say a relative discovered a 2-year-old boy found dead inside a car at a kid's campus in Blount County Tuesday. Temperatures were around 90 degrees at the time, but it wasn't clear exactly how long the boy had been inside the vehicle. But police say it may have been an extended time throughout the day. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for the annual Kafka Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Visit our sale on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, floral arrangements, and much, much more. After you shop the Warehouse Sale, stop by Kafka Outlet for more great savings. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind home decor items or for the upcoming holiday season. Shop two great locations for big savings. Kafka Outlet and the annual Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 till 5.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
I'm Donald Trump, and I love Alabama. As many of you know, there are a few issues facing our nation as important as election integrity and election fraud. This is why the people of the great state of Alabama must work together to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat. So get out, register to vote, and get a photo ID so you can make your voice heard and decide the future of our great country. Thank you.
Visit alabamavotes.gov, paid for by the Office of the Secretary of State, Montgomery, Alabama.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Straight Talk with April Marie. Join the conversation. Call 334-272-9228. And here's your host, April Marie.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. April Marie Fogel here. Scott Mosley doing a pretty good job of keeping me out of trouble today. He's mainly just sitting there and making faces at me. That's essentially what Sky's job has been. Well, so good job keeping me out of trouble today.
Well, you're doing a very good job of wrangling up some very interesting guests, April Murray.
So. Well, I hate to disappoint our listeners, but our next guest is Sean Sullivan from 106.5 in Mobile.
You're on a streak until me.
I was on a streak.
Wonderful introduction, April Murray.
Well, what's great about this is he was trying to leave. He was like, his show just ended, and you got Fine Bomb on?
Yeah, my mom's on now.
Don't turn your station, okay, to listen to Fine Bomb. So he's walking out, and I'm like, hey, have a seat. And I was like, grab a mic.
Yeah, I was like, oh, gosh, I'm going back to work, which it's fine because this is a great thing. Number one, that we get to talk to so many people that are the elected officials or people that are in the immigration world. But on top of that, the chance to talk to other people that do the job we do is pretty cool.
It is cool.
You get different perspectives, different connections, and you'll see, like, this person knows this member of Congress better and can introduce you, or, hey, did you know so-and-so? They were the acting commissioner, this and that. You're like, no, okay, make an introduction. I mean, so what do they call that, networking or something like that? It's really good. I've booked some interviews for the next month or so from people I met from other talk show hosts here. So it was good.
That's really cool. That's very cool. We got Debbie on the line. Debbie calling in. Hi.
I am enjoying your show, especially the lady you just spoke with. So I promised Sky I'd be quick. And next time you leave and go like that, I'll go and make sure he behaves.
Oh, there you go. Someone's offering to stay in the studio and bop the producer. Love Chaperone. It.
Well, what I wanted to do, I'm losing my voice, is if everybody in this country would be a third as passionate as that lady was, we could get something done with all this.
Absolutely. She got me excited. I should have started today's show with her. She was on fire.
I stopped what I was doing. She sat down and listened. It was great, and I could feel the tension and the momentum and the passion in her voice. So.
Yep. Well, I got her contact information. She said she wants to come back on for a longer segment. So we'll have her back on to talk more specifically about her books and her work on with terrorism, pointing out that people coming across the border, you know, these aren't all dreamers. There's some very bad people crossing this border.
Well, these people worked hard to get their citizenship, went about it the right way when they brought all those people in at Dodger Field a couple of months ago. It brought tears to my eyes. They wanted to be here, and they appreciated being here, and they came the right way, and it took years.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in, Debbie. I appreciate
the call.
Thank
you. Appreciate everybody you've talked to.
All right. Well, you guys heed Debbie's advice. Get engaged. To get on fire the way that Brigitte was. I mean, this is an issue that impacts each and every one of us every day, even if they're not in our front yard. They're costing money, and they're putting a strain on our nation, and they are undermining the type of nation that our founders laid out that we want to have. Sean, so what has been kind of, this has been an interesting year to talk about immigration. How many years have you been coming to the fair radio?
This is, I guess, year four for me here. We had the COVID year off, but yeah, I think 4 years. It's good too, because it kind of comes full circle, because talking to Attorney General Sessions earlier, and so, you know, he had been talking with me for years on the radio about these issues of immigration before it was really a thing that most people paid attention to. Then those ideas, you know, that discussion was brought in to the Trump campaign, became planks of that platform. And guess what happened? Americans said, you're right. This isn't right. And so you talked about the cost. There are so many pragmatic things we can talk about. The cost, the danger, whether it be terrorists slipping across the border, or somebody, people say, well, you know, you get mad that there's somebody who's a illegal immigrant here that killed somebody. Well, Americans kill people all the time. I get that. But we don't have a choice.
Right.
The Americans there, they kill them. We have a choice to keep the person who's not supposed to be here. Wait. But if you look at it idealistically, and I think that's where you're going, why did the framers do what they did? Why do we have a rule of law? Why make a law?
Right.
Because you know what? It had the screams of discontent when Jeff Sessions became Attorney General, as he pulled out the 692 pages of the Immigration Code and Law and Naturalization Code and said, here are the laws that we've had on the books. And it, you could see how far we had drifted off of that through judicial and executive fiat. And he said, what I would like to do, what a concept, enforce the rules that are on the books. And that got the screams of people going, oh, you're heartless or whatever. Then change the law. That's the idealistic thing. If we believe we are a nation that has borders, then you enforce that. Or take it off. Well, you can't take it. You got to have a border. Okay, then you enforce it. Either you don't have the law and just say, hey, come on, everybody, big party, come on. Or you have the law and you enforce it.
That's not that complicated.
It is not, but it gets complicated because when you do that, you get called a lot of things. And you have to have, and it's this whole idea where now that people have differing opinions, and whether they're bringing the DOJ down on you or cancel culture and business on you, people are afraid to say it. Find that where your heart is true. Find where the law is true, and stand up for the law. And it's just not a radical concept. Or if you think it's horrible, then petition to get rid of the law.
Well, and that was one of the things we talked about earlier, is the Democrats have been in charge, right? Like they have the White House right now. They have the Senate, and they have the House, and they have not changed the law.
Correct.
Because they know deep down, they don't want them changed.
Yeah, so they want to have their cake and eat it too, right? So there's the thing. Oh, well, we believe in having, yeah, you would have only a fair, honest discussion if Democrat members of Congress would come out and say, we believe there should be no law as reference to our border.
Yeah.
But they won't do that.
Sure as heck won't do that.
No, so why won't they do that? Because then if you believe them, which I don't, but if you believe them, that's because they believe there is a reason to have a border and have a definition of a border.
Yeah.
And okay. So where are we now? You can say you have the definition of a border, but we're going to let people through. I mean, you don't have to put on your spectacles to see right through what's going on here. You know?
Absolutely. Well, Sean, thank you for joining us.
Hey, no problem.
Sean Sullivan, 106.5.
Yes. In Mobile.
In Mobile, Alabama.
Yes.
And I appreciate it. So Sean is on the same time I'm on.
That's right.
So we've never done each other's show.
Right. This is the first time, but maybe not the last.
Maybe not the last. Well, now I know that I've got an extra hour.
Yes. You can figure that out. I'm going to be in trouble, I think, between 2 and 3 in the future.
I was going to say, you guys are going to get to hear a little bit more Sean Sullivan.
I do
Jeff's show every Friday.
I know you do. I listen. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there in my office. You know, mm-hmm. I'm just right down the hall from the studio, so I listen.
I'm just saying. All right. Sky Mosley, before we hit this next break and get our next guest in here, tell our listeners where they can get some good news right here, local good news,
from good people and good supporters. Yeah, the Alabama Gazette, that is your conservative alternative newspaper in the central Alabama area. You can find it at many fine business establishments. And if you don't have your current copy right now, I've got a solution for you. Right now, to celebrate their 23rd anniversary, Alabama Gazette is offering partner club subscriptions, just $38 a year, and you're all hooked up. You'll have the Alabama Gazette delivered right to your doorstep. It's really a publication like a newspaper was intended to be. Local news, local flavor, births, deaths, weddings, and many human interest stories as well. The banner of God, family, and country is their motto, and they live up to it. It is a worthy publication that deserves your support. Couldn't be easier. Just call 356-6700 or go to alabamagazette.com. Subscriptions, 1 year, $38. What are you waiting for? Call 356-6700, Alabama Gazette. Delivered to your doorstep.
There you go. All right, my next guests are here. We're going to hit a quick break, and when we come back, more what's going on in our border at from Radio Row. Looking at it's a gorgeous. The day has turned out perfect today. By the way, the storms have rolled through. The weather is gorgeous, and we'll be back to talk in just a minute. You're listening to Straight Talk with April Marie.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For all those do-it-yourselfers, at Froggy Bottom Materials, we're here to help. You have the vision to refresh your lawn or hardscapes, and you want to get it done. But let's face it, there are some jobs where you may need a little assistance. That's where we can help. Whether it's your driveway, parking pads, poolscapes, or fill-ins, front lawn, or backyard, Froggy Bottom Materials has just what you need. So give us a call at 334-215-3704. Visit froggybottommaterials.com or come see us on Highway 80 East in Pike Road.
It's the Alabama National Fair, October 7th through 16th. Enjoy the rides, circus, wow, shows, concerts, and the food.
I really enjoy munching my way down the Midway. I can just smell all the great food I love. Giant turkey legs, funnel cakes, corn dogs, cotton candy, and anything deep fried.
Enjoy all the tasty fair food you wait for all year long.
Coliseum Clear Bag policy in effect. Ages 17 and under must be accompanied by an adult 21 years or over.
The Alabama National Fair.
Sponsored by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery and HMMA.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, Sky Mosley.
Yes.
Rocking right along. Three final guests. We got some more ranchers with us, Arizona ranchers. Love that.
Excellent.
Welcome to the program. You're Straight Talk with April Marie, Montgomery, Alabama based. They already know Sean Sullivan, who was just on very well. I take it you guys have done his show a couple times?
We have.
Yeah. He is a cattle rancher. I just learned that. What's funny is the rest of us hosts all knew each other, but I hadn't met Sean yet until this trip. So this was a great opportunity.
He's great.
Well, you guys, y'all have a personal experience. He was telling me about in terms of, so you've got property at the border as well, 25 miles north. Okay. And you, he was telling me, now people come across, now tell me your names. We'll start with that.
Fred and Peggy Davis.
There you go, Fred and Peggy Davis. And you have cattle ranchers, your cattle ranchers, and a family-owned property? Yes. How long have you been there?
Fourth generation there.
Fourth generation, all right. And y'all experience a different kind of day-to-day life because people are just walking right up. I mean, the change from Trump administration to Biden administration. Tell us about it.
Well, the people walking across the rank destroying stuff.
I've got to go to Pomelo.
All right. We are having a little bit of weather here right now. And a whole lot of wind going on. Do you see the sky?
I do. I was noticing your backdrop.
That just happened. So take two.
Normal for Arizona.
All right. So you got a cattle ranch, and we had asked what the you've seen a lot of change over the years, the different presidents, the different administrations.
Years ago, we had no problems. Growing up, et cetera, my mother fed everyone that came to the door. We probably didn't have six a year.
Really?
We did the same thing. They were agricultural people that left Mexico to better themselves and take it back to Mexico.
Yep.
They'd work 60, 90 days and go back to Mexico. That changed in the 70s. There were a lot of border bandits. If you were within 5 or 10 miles of the border, they'd walk over, break into your house at night, rob you, and be back to Mexico before daylight.
Wow.
Then the real heat came on when Reagan announced the amnesty in 1986. There was hordes in late 80s and 90s. For example, our house is 25 miles north of the border. At one point, I found 107 in three different groups within 24 hours.
So you call the Border Patrol and they send someone out. In the meantime, it's like they're just hanging out on your property?
Right. What America probably doesn't understand is if you're there illegally trespassing, I can ask you to leave. If you do not, I can perform a citizen's arrest and haul you to the sheriff. I can't do that with an illegal alien. They have rights you don't have.
Interesting.
We've been lectured by U.S. district attorneys on the very subjects of what we can and cannot do.
Basically, on your own property.
Exactly.
And so you tell them to stay. Do they frequently do that? Because they know they're going to be caught and released anyway, right?
Most of them do. Most of them are pretty worn out from a day and a half journey, most of it at night.
And they
struggling through the rocks and the brush and the
cactus. They're just glad to be there.
They're glad to have it end, I think, a lot of them. The coyotes have told them those lights you can see are Phoenix.
Oh, well, goodness.
It's 200 miles north of us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I understand you've had issues with people like just hold in your barn. You'll just wake up and find them.
I went to feed the horses one morning about 5 o'clock, and there's 13 men asleep on the floor. And that's when I decided I have to pack a gun all the time.
Yeah.
I've always been a hunter, carried guns in the vehicle, and when I was horseback. But it's a pain in the neck to carry a gun all the time.
Oh well, now you have to, and you've got family. Do I understand you got kids and grandkids, and got to keep them safe as well.
Exactly. Like my grandson's 16, he's been wrangling horses. We do that on a four wheeler most of the time, and he's been packing a gun for several years now to wrangle, and we won't let our granddaughter, she's 13, we won't let her do that yet.
Okay. Well,
I mean, they want young girls.
Yeah, that's right.
Cartel.
That's absolutely
right. They're worth a ton of money.
Seriously.
Oh, sex trade. It's
And it's
scary.
Not just the ones they can find over in Mexico. The danger's right there where you are as well. That's unbelievable.
talking about the change right after Biden was elected and did his executive orders and this, that, and the other. They kidnapped a girl out of a kitchen in New Mexico on a remote ranch. And her mother missed her in about 20 minutes and called the Border Patrol. They started following tracks. She couldn't get hold of her husband. They followed them. They found the little girl in her panties about 3 miles from the house. She was unmolested. Her little dog had followed them off as well. And the Border Patrol whitewashed the whole thing. They said this girl made up that she was kidnapped. She'd been watching too much TV.
Oh, my goodness.
The family didn't even own a TV.
Wow.
They were working on a big ranch down there, and the mother was homeschooling the kids. And
that's unbelievable. I mean, I say it's unbelievable, but y'all are living this.
Yeah.
This and you talk to other ranchers, you talk to other people with property on the border. Same story everywhere?
I don't know a rural resident that hasn't had a vehicle stolen, a home invasion, a threat, a something, hasn't had property destroyed, hasn't had their fences cut. Everyone down there has issues with illegal immigration.
Now, have you, how is your property secured? Do y'all have a foot? We had ranchers here before that that was talking about the wall, and they just scale it. They cut the fences and scale the walls.
Right. They built the wall south of us, which has been a help, but it's certainly not infallible. And when there's no border patrolman guarding it, it doesn't matter how high it is. They make ladders that go awfully high.
They do.
When Mark Morgan became chief of the Border Patrol under Obama, he had a meeting in Douglas, and he's the first guy ever that said, I want the agents on the border. I want them to deter people from entering our country. Now, the Border Patrol, the guys in green, they've had this defense in depth strategy for years and years. What they do is protect the cities, force them into the rural area. If an illegal gets into the city, they have seconds to minutes to catch him, or he gets assimilated.
Huh?
And they can't find
him.
So they figure if they put him in a rural area, they have hours and days to find him. So they stuff him right down Arthur.
So the, and I've got just a minute left here. The agents, the Border Patrol agents who come to your house to get the ones who are crossing daily, are you on a first time name basis with them?
I was with some. It was very interesting. The one guy, he said, if you can't get anybody, call me, I'll be there. Now, he was set up in a different zone at the time. He said, please don't advertise this. They'll fire me.
Wow.
For coming to your area.
What a weird and broken system.
Theoretically, they stopped that.
What a weird and broken system. All right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to come over here and talk to us.
Thank you so much.
Tell us your family name again.
Davis.
The Davis
family. Peggy Davis.
There you go. Well, we'll keep you in our prayers, and God willing, there's help coming. More help coming. All right.
Not in this administration, but perhaps.
Well, and you've got Carrie Lake running for governor over there.
Blake Masters.
Blake Masters for Senate. We've got hopefully take back the House and force their hand a little bit.
I'm going to steal Diamond and Silk mantra, and it says, be sure and vote red. Red stands for remove every Democrat.
There you go. You got it. All right. We'll be right back with more Straight Talk with April Marie live from the Fair Radio Row right here in Washington, D.C. Back in a second.
Thanks.
Hello, my friend. It's Pat Boone, and you're listening to Straight Talk with my friend and fellow conservative fighter, April Marie, here on News Talk 93.1.
nothing with love at all.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
In today's world, you need to know how to defend yourself and family. You need to go to Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex on Carmichael Parkway. Qualified instructors will be glad to answer any question or set up target lessons. You can bring your own firearm for target practice or rent from a wide variety from Montgomery Indoor Shooting Complex. Enjoy the state-of-the-art air-conditioned shooting range. Your firearm will not help you if you don't know how to use it. Open 7 days a week. Check them out on the web right now at MontgomeryIndoorShooting.com.
In our last episode of
As the Tire Rotates,
we heard,
you know you can get those tires anywhere, right?
Wait, what? That's not what I meant.
Massage the beads on that tire.
That's the one.
Tire City and Automotive Service made one of its single largest investments in a piece of equipment called the Revolution Tire Changer. Couple it with the Road Force Bouncer, and you get a crazy great ride. Now, massaging the beads strengthens our ability to unlock all the technology and safety already built into a set of tires. Not just anyone can get you that kind of ride out of a new set of tires like my team at Tire City and Automotive Service.
Only the guys at Tire City and Automotive Service can get my tires rolling just like they should be.
Visit one of our two locations today and save on tires and feel the difference for yourself.
All roads lead to Tire City. Right tires, expert service, Tire City.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoke.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, and I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
Hey folks, this is Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older. Must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Rain chances are very small as we head into the first evening of fall. I've got the rain chances around 10% or so. Little front is drifting through the area. Overnight low temperature tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Saturday will be more comfortable with high temperatures in the upper 80s and lower humidity. Lots of sunshine, still dry. Then on Sunday, with a high temperature in the lower 90s, look for a few spotty afternoon thunderstorms as another front moves through the area. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don't you ever be sad. Lean on
everyone. You are listening to Straight Talk with April Marie. Scott Mosley trying to keep me out of trouble today.
I'm doing my very best. You're doing great, April Marie. Real, very, yeah. Very impressive job there.
I was thinking about it just before, during this last break. This is the most people I've ever interviewed in a 2-day span since I started radio a year ago.
It's like you've got them lined up in the parking lot.
It's wild. Before we get to our next guest, which is former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. Did I say that last name right?
You did.
There you go. Before I get to him, I want to remind you guys, if you are wondering what you're going to do for dinner, don't forget to go check out our good friends, Reed and Karen Ingram, over at Sweet Creek Farm Market. Whether it is barbecue you'd like, maybe some of the, that Wagyu beef, maybe you just need an afternoon pick-me-up. We all know this is about the time I usually start getting cranky. Not today. Today I'm doing pretty well up here. But this is about the fading time, generally speaking. And so if you're needing a mid-afternoon pick-me-up, go by, see Reed and Karen. Let them hook you up. They've got some of the best service you'll ever get. We never had anything we didn't like from there.
True story.
Absolutely not. So check them out. Don't forget Scarecrow Contest. We're going to talk about that tomorrow as we plan out our second annual Sweet Creek Farm Market Scarecrow.
Nice.
All right. So I am so pleased to be joined here by the next guest. Sky, I'd like to point out that, by the way, the wind is a real situation.
I've noticed we're getting a lot of movement in your backdrop.
Yes. So
now you kids get indoors and it gets dangerous now.
So rap.
Coming at you live, Ken Cuccinelli beatboxing. I believe I can get some a little bit of coverage of our interview on that. Hmm. So, all kidding aside, you are listening to Straight Talk with April Murray, live from the Fair Radio Row, the Federation for American Immigration Reform. I'm really excited to be here. And I am joined by Ken Cuccinelli, who is currently a senior fellow at the Center for Renewing America. He is the former Department of Homeland Security Deputy Secretary and Attorney General for Virginia. You stay busy.
Yeah, boredom hasn't been a terrible burden for me.
So you have been on the front lines of this. You have seen, I would say, the best and the worst of recent years anyway. How does it feel looking now at what this administration has done to the work the Trump administration? You know,
there's plenty of things we disagree about in American policy and politics, but to intentionally set about to destroy the security of the country on the border, and I mean, their own FBI head, Wray, has testified under oath that the southern border is a terrible security risk. You know, we know about the 78 terrorists that we know of.
It's not frightening at all.
No, nor the 600,000 people, the gotaways that we don't know about. And we also know the cartels, the most evil, vicious people in the Western Hemisphere, run the flows. So it's those 600,000 that include the people they're more committed to not being caught because they arrange the other flows to let the others get caught instead. They serve that purpose for the cartels, and they drive people at the Border Patrol to occupy their ability to interdict drugs because those are more valuable financially, and the people have already paid them to get there.
Right.
So they got the money out of them. You know, that they are operating on a very strategic, very determined way, and this administration has made it ridiculously, embarrassingly easy for them to flourish.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, the most evil, vicious people in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, we're talking the bringing in fentanyl-laced opioids, gun running, human trafficking.
In both directions, interestingly.
Well, we had Fast and Furious. So we got gun running. We've got, it doesn't stop.
No, it doesn't stop. And, you know, the terrorism gets close, but, you know, we also don't talk about the ease with which this allows other nations to conduct espionage and other things like that. They can slip their people in and out of the country as easy as they like because we're not trying to stop them as a nation. We're inviting them in. And I mean, literally picture law enforcement holding the door That's what they're doing. And that's demoralizing, of course, to the men and women of the Border Patrol who signed up to enforce the law and are committed to the mission. And they have leadership that is tying their shoelaces together and handcuffing the police.
Right.
In this case, the Border Patrol.
I'm sure you made a lot of contacts when you were with the Trump administration, people on the ground. And I feel like that's a story that's not told, is within the agencies themselves, and we're losing faith in our three-letter agencies, left, right, and center, because of this administration. And so the people who are doing their jobs, the people who want to do their jobs and aren't able, are you hearing from them that they're just...
I mean, again, they're driving morale through the floor. And that seems quite intentional. I mean, back when Mayorkas had my old job of deputy secretary, he was overheard to say one time about something that was going to hurt the morale of the Border Patrol. He said, their morale is of no moment to me.
Can you imagine? And leadership. I was going to say that's a leadership.
In a law enforcement organization, the military, any veterans can appreciate this. You got to care about your people and care for your people. That doesn't mean they come before the mission, but they are always front of mind, and you're responsible for their well-being to a degree. And his cavalier loathing of the people who are protecting you and me in the largest law enforcement organization in America, CBP, is really disgusting.
Well, and you look at what, it's not even like they are ignoring the officers. They have gone out and, with the whipping, the horse whipping.
Yes.
And
They're scapegoating them. They're attacking them. They're
making them out to be the bad guys in a situation in which, as you mentioned, we've got cartels.
It's their narrative that anyone that wants to enforce the immigration laws is bad. That's the only time you hear Mayorkas use the word inhumane. It's inhumane to enforce the law.
Well, speaking of inhumane, sending 50 people to Martha's Vineyard, I believe it was actually 49 people to Martha's Vineyard. the media wants us to believe that this was an awful, terrible, no good thing that Ron DeSantis did.
Because it was so clever, it was so smart, and it caught everybody's attention, and it exposed the rich, racist elitists that occupy the head of the liberal movement in this country so outrageously there in Martha's Vineyard. Of course, everybody in Martha's Vineyard isn't like that, but Martha's Vineyard is certainly known for it. And definitely a not in my backyard moment. You little peasants on the border, you deal with this.
36 hours and they weren't having it. These are the limousine.
Well, can you imagine the math on the border? So 125 National Guardsmen for 50 illegals. How many military members? Because the National Guards of all four border states don't have enough people for that math. That'd be like having 15,000 a day active. No, wait a minute. 2.5 times? That'd be more like having 20,000 a day on the border. And that is not what's happening right now. That was hysterical.
I thoroughly enjoyed the freakout. I've enjoyed more than anything. We play a lot of clips from right here in Washington, D.C., because they don't know what to do either. They're getting busloads themselves from Texas.
Well, heading into a midterm, you've got these Democrat mayors who you'd think they've all run for office.
Yeah.
They know a little something about politics. You'd think they'd just shut their yap through November, but they don't.
No, they don't.
It's amazing. It's a real gift. And what it tells those of us who see it is that it had to get really, I have a category, like I'm on Twitter here and there. And my category is, it's bad when, it's bad when the left is after the left. And in such a sensitive time frame.
It's so fantastic.
It is amazing.
It's so fantastic. The mayor of D.C. Coming out and saying, this is an emergency. This is a crisis. And the federal government won't come do anything to help.
I'm waiting for her to say invasion.
I was waiting. I wanted to be like, I'm sorry, did you switch speechwriters with somebody? Because I'm pretty sure that's what all the Republicans have been saying this whole time.
Yes.
So it's fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure.
To come on with us today. It's been great.
Good to be with you.
Flew by. Ken Cuccinelli joining us today. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, we will wrap up today's show and Radio Row with U.S. Senator Jeff Sessions, our very own Sessions. Back in just a minute.
you're going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We did it.
You have been a very busy April Marie this afternoon.
We really have been. We're not done. We've got Senator Sessions, Attorney General Sessions, coming on next. And I, before we do that, I want to remind you guys one last time about our good friends over at Dillon Rings. Josh and Leslie over there, whatever your jewelry needs are, whether it is everyday jewelry, a watch, just to tie the look together, a simple necklace or a pair of earrings, maybe it's an anniversary gift, bridal wear. Ladies, your gentlemen need something. They can help you out. They've got something at every price point because they believe that world-class quality doesn't have to be expensive, and they're absolutely fantastic. They're going to listen to what your needs are, and they're going to talk to you about your budget, and if they don't have something in the store, Josh can create it for you.
Yeah, so if go you got over. Something on your mind, he can make it happen.
He can make it happen. I've seen some really gorgeous pieces.
He did it for me.
Unique pieces as well. 119 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway. Go see Josh and Leslie, and make sure you, if you're thinking about getting some jewelry for Christmas, you give them your business. They are great supporters of this program. All right. I am so excited. So for a long time, I don't know if you, Sky, I know you didn't know this, but some of our listeners might know this. So I was with 60 Plus Association, and me and the senator would take the same flights because I would be in, so me and my daughter and the senator and Gary Palmer, always on the same flights to and from Washington, D.C. I commuted back and forth for about a year and a half from Birmingham. And so I'm so pleased to have you here today.
Well, good.
We'll have to, this, the wind's a little.
Are we on now?
Yes.
Are we on now?
Yes, thank you.
All right, we got it.
Okay. Yep. We're getting a little wind here in D.C.
We are. Me and the senator are going to just.
Maybe it'll blow some of the hot air out
of this. Absolutely. Well, so we're here at the Fair Radio Row, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, and you have been a champion of supporting closing our border. Making sure there's the legal way to get things done have been done with immigration for your whole career. How are you feeling now looking at what's going on today?
April Maria, just one aspect of it is just so bad. I almost don't have words to describe it. They're a big part of the Trump effort to complete the wall, to reduce illegal immigration and put us on the right track. I was a total believer in that. That's why I was, I guess, the first senator to endorse him. And progress was made. And the Remain in Mexico policy was fabulous. The wall was working. All the agencies did a lot of things that worked. And the numbers were dropping and moving significantly in the right direction. And then when President Biden got elected, he just threw it away. He threw away 4 years of people don't know how hard it was, how much the battle, how many lawsuits, how many regulations, how many bureaucrats, how many judges were frustrating the goal of just creating a lawful system of immigration. So I'm very, very, very upset about it. This is the first interview I've done in a year or more. But the election's coming up. People need to know about the immigration issue. And if the Democrats don't pay a price for doubling the illegal immigrants, 2 million plus this year been apprehended entering illegally, the greatest number ever, in addition to throwing away good crime policies and having last year the highest increase in crime ever recorded by the FBI nationwide. So I guess I would just say to you, but I'm hopeful the worst thing that can happen to us is the voters give up
right.
and think it's hopeless.
No, I agree.
We learned how to do this. A new president can go back to those things that were established and then pressure Congress and a few more things there, and we can begin to have a far more improved system than a lot of people think possible. But they need to pay a price this election. People who've been a part of this destruction of the progress that we've had need to pay a price politically. If they don't, they're going to be emboldened, and even more people will be depressed and think it hopeless.
Yeah, and we don't want that. And that is, I think that apathy has hurt us in the past of, oh my gosh, what can we do? What can be done? But this year, we've got options. We can take back the majority in the House, possibly the Senate, and get people in there who understand the significance of closing that border back, reinstituting policies that you guys made, and pushing forward.
That's exactly right. I think most of the Republicans get it pretty well. A few of them are wishy-washy a little bit, but I think they'll support the universal policy of the party. And it's important that immigration be a part of this election, and that when the prognosticators look at it, may say, the Democrats got hurt because of their immigration policy.
Right.
That's what we want them to say, too. So I would say to Alabamians, okay, well, maybe you think your congressman's going to win. Your senator's going to win. We need to see the votes in there. We need to have the turnout that shows the whole country that we're serious about establishing a lawful system of immigration. We admit 1.1 million people every year, the legal permanent residents. Within a few years, they can become citizens,
right.
A guaranteed pathway, and we're not hateful.
No, they say that all the time.
Discriminatory.
This is
don't
not
believe in any immigration.
No.
And we, in addition to that, we accept refugees. So we don't need to be shamed or let them make us feel bad about insisting that we serve the national interest.
Well, and I think that's a very clear line and distinction is we are not the party, the anti-immigration party. We just want it done legally. We don't want we don't want our borders being open and the drugs and the guns and the human trafficking and all of the stuff that you saw when you were with the Trump administration and you saw as a U.S. senator.
Yeah, and several things are happening that I think people haven't quite digested. One of them is that everybody seems to have heard that we have an increased number of people from around the world. Well, why not? For the last 30 years, it's been mostly Mexico and Central America, but people in Libya, Syria,
yeah.
Pakistan, South America, Africa, Middle East, realize if they come across, they get treated the same way.
Yeah.
They're going to get released in the country. They're not going to be deported. And they'll get to basically stay here, burrow in. And we had tripled this year the number of people on the terrorist watch list that we had last year.
And that's incredibly frightening because these are just the ones we've caught. These are the ones we know have come across. Mr. Cuccinelli was telling us, Attorney General Cuccinelli was telling us that one of the things that's happened is it's almost a distraction. It's watch this 100 people come in, and the people who are human trafficking, they know where the Border Patrol is going to be sent, and then they can get others across the border a different way. And they've got this down to a science, it's a criminal enterprise.
Right. Ken Cuccinelli is really great. That's right. And remember now the terrorist watch list.
Mm-hmm.
This is a group of people that have been carefully vetted or looked at, put on a list because they have known contacts with terrorists.
Yeah.
And have been participating. And they should never be in the United States.
Definitely not.
And they would never be admitted if they appeared, even get on an airplane to the United States. They are barred from coming even to vacation. And so these are dangerous people. And and like you said, it's more than that. And we're just beginning to see the entire world come across our porous border. Look, Obama canceled the Remain in Mexico policy. He stopped immediately the completion of the wall.
Immediately. Canceled contracts in the middle, materials, manpower, all sorts of crazy stuff.
Right. And he reversed some policies I issued, regulations and decisions as Attorney General I got to make. Most of the work is done by Homeland Security with Border Patrol and not Department of the Justice. But we have a certain role, and we did everything we could. And the result was that we were making real progress. Well, they reversed almost all of that.
Yeah.
And so we need to throw them.
Throw them bums out. Throw the bums out. It's just that easy. When you look at the U.S. Senate now, and you know, left the Senate, went to the administration. When you look at the Senate now, do you get frustrated that they haven't made this more of a priority? That we aren't seeing Republicans, saying we're going to hold up some of your things if you don't help us with this border situation?
I think they could do some more.
They could do more.
And what they need to do, I just see the great Tom Homan passing. He's so good. We were allies. He and I stood at the border in San Diego at a press conference, and we said, zero tolerance. We're going to prosecute everybody Homeland Security brings to us to be prosecuted. He was at Homeland Security at the time. So I forgot what you asked.
There's just so many champions of our nation.
The Senate, we can do better.
We could certainly do better.
We can do better. Republicans, when I was just talking, they said there's a difference between casting a vote and being passionate about something.
Yes, absolutely.
And I like people who go to bed at night and wake up in the morning thinking about how to advance something they believe in.
Right.
So we need that kind of passion.
Fire in the belly, baby. Fire in the belly. I love it. Well, we miss you. So I am so glad to get to see you, have this opportunity to talk with you again. We miss you in Alabama. So pleased to be joined by Jeff Sessions here. As we wrap up our time here on Radio Row, I did it. I survived my first ever Radio Row here at the Federation for American Immigration Reform event. And I'm so pleased. Thank you guys so much for listening this week. I just acted as if it was Friday, by the way, Sky.
That's okay.
Your job is to keep me out of trouble.
Well, I was getting it's only Thursday.
We will indeed be back tomorrow live from D.C., just not from Radio Row.
Okay. You've done a great job. It's been wonderful guests. Well, good job.
Thank you so much. Stay tuned for the lovely Rosie and Greg Budell. And you know the rule.
Stay out of trouble.
From now until tomorrow, stay out of trouble.